Chaim Ashor, the Yodim, when Ashor kills the man, no matter how young the Ashor is, still the Ashor is Chayas Kilo. If so, any of din, isn't it a svar for sure, Shechayiv Alaktanim Kedoylim? That if you're sure, even if it kills a kid, you should be Chayas Kilo. So what do I have to have a posik for? Ben Yigach and Bas Yigach, what do I need extra posik for? Samara says no. I'll tell you like this maybe. Loyim Mamata Soni said, Loyim Mamata Odom be Odom Soni by Odom if he kills another man, Shekhen Chayav Yavodavorim. There's a Chumra in an Odom Mamazik that if an Odom hits another man, he has to pay Dalad Devorim. So since by an Odom Mamazik he's so strong, therefore when an Odom kills even a young kid, he's Chayav Misa for it. But maybe to Yom of Ishor, Mashenkan by the Mazik Ishor, Shein Chayav Dalad Devorim. If Ishor hits another man, the Baal Ashor does not have to pay Dalad Devorim. And so maybe if your shor kills a kid, maybe it's potter from skila. Maybe you only chayv if it kills an adult, not if it kills a kid. Therefore, Tamarav, they need the potter to teach me and tell me, oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach. They tell me, lechayv, alaktanim kudodim. The teachers know that if a shor kills even a kid, also the shor is chayv skila and the bala shor has to pay kaif. Now, v'yein liyele b'mordim. This is only a svar so far by a mu'ed. If a shor ha-mu'ed kills a kid, then we have to kill the shor. The Tami Nayan, how do we know if a short Tam kills the kid that we have to kill the shore? And the Chanami's potter from Kaifa Tam, but the Pasuk says we kill the shore. How do we know we have to kill the shore even if it only killed the kid? So Mar says again now, Dino really it's a Svara. Ho yo v'chayiv v'isha. V'chayiv v'ben u'bas. Just like Yechayiv whether it killed a man or a lady, or a kid or not, so ma kishachayiv v'isha. Just like when Yeshua kills a man or a lady. There's no difference whether Yeshur is a Tam or a Mu'id. That we have to kill the Shor. The same thing when the Torah says that if Yeshur kills a kid, I'll tell you also that there should be no difference between Yeshur a Tam or Yeshur a Mu'id. In both cases, the Shor, the Shor is killed, there's a Chiyaskil upon the Shor. The Yod, and also, Av Kavachayma, Av Kavachayma. Ma ish v'isha, shekein hu rakoichem v'nizokin, madach by ish v'isha. That by them it's hu rakoichem. It means when they do damage, they always have to pay. Anytime an ish or an isha does damage, they have to pay for the damage they did. That's called hu rakoichem v'nizokin. Still lechalakta by ben tam l'mud, there's no difference between a tam and a mu'id. That you always have to pay. So then u'bas, mashenken by kids, sheyof rakoichem v'nizokin. If they do damage to us, they're potter. A kid that damages is potter. And so, ain't a din, isn't there a svarish for techlach ben ben tam lamuid? That there should be no difference between a tam and a muid. Now, if you see by kids, they're better off. That when they do damage, they're potter. But if somebody does damage to them, they're chayiv to them. So it's a big chayiv to them. So if so, there shouldn't be a difference between a tam and a muid. Even if a tam kills a kid, also there should be a chayiv skill upon the shore. All right, I know. Yeah, and din shlo techlok ben ben tam lamuid. So Mar says, "Amata, I tell you, v'chidonin kal michoymer lahachmer olov. To make a kal v'choymer to be more machmer, that we don't say. So what does it mean? In omat or the child's garcia, what olov? In hechma b'muid hachomer tachma b'tam akal. We don't say that. Maybe we're only more machmer by a muid, not by a tam." The yoid imamat of the ish v'isha. You know what the Torah says? There's no difference whether a short tam kills an ish or an isha. Shekein chayav in the mitzvahs. Maybe because the ish isha the chayav in mitzvahs. Therefore, even a tam that kills an ish or an isha is chayav mitzvah, chayav skila. But the yom of the denovas mashenken we are short hatam only kills the kid. Shefturim in a mitzvahs that they're potam in a mitzvahs. So maybe then a short hatam would not give me chayav skila. Therefore, Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, I ben yigach, I bas yigach. Negicha betam, negicha mu'ud. It says it two times the word yigach. I ben yigach, I bas yigach. Why do I have to say two times the word yigach? Come to teach me whether it's a shor ha-mu'ud or whether it's a shor ha-tam that makes negicha, it's chayiv misa. Negicha betam, negicha b'mu'ud. Negicha le-misa, negicha le-nezokin. Well, they learn out that it's chayiv misa, and all it's chayiv in the zokin. If it does damage, you also have to pay for the damage that you caused. The Mishnah says like this: Shor shahoyim eschachech b'koisel, a shor that was scratching himself against the wall, V'nofol al odom. And now the wall fell down and killed the person. Or else, niskav, so the shor didn't have kavona to kill the man. The shor had kavona just to scratch himself. Or else, niskav v'lohorages, a behemah v'horages odom. The shor had kavona to kill another animal, and by mistake he killed a man. Or else, l'knani v'horeg ben Yisrael. The shor had intentions to kill a goy, and then it would have been potter from Isa, and then it killed a Jew. Then the fall of Bahor ben Kayama Potter, whereas the Shur had intentions to kill an Eiffel. Also, it would have been Potter from Isa, and now by mistake it killed the Ben Kayama regular kid. So in all these cases, Potter, the Ba the Shur was Potter from Kila. Omar Shmuel says like this, Potter mi Misa, the Shur we don't have to kill, since it killed without Kavana. But the Chai is the Kaifa. The Baal HaShor still has to pay Kaifa. We don't make the drasha before, like we said, when the Shor is potter from Skila, the Baalim is potter from Kaifa. No, even though the Shor is potter from Isa, still the Baalim has to pay Kaifa. For Rav Amram says, no, potter mizeh mizeh. He's potter from both, he's potter from Kaifa also. Shreti Gemara V'yamah, you're Tamu. He's only a Tam. So Vada Tam is potter from Kaifa. So Gemara says, Kedi Yomar Rav V'muid, Lipol Avnei Yodim V'Boiris. We're talking about here the case where he was a mu'ad, not a tam. So that's where Rashi says, the mu'ad leapal of the yodim and virus. The kama shosh nagas a poru. So it shaykh to be a mu'ad. Therefore, by a mu'ad, there we say a mu'ad is always chayef kaifa. That's the chiddushia according to Shmuel, even though it's potter from Isa, still the bailam has to pay kaifa. The Marihachi is so, Barakotlu, if it did it already three times, so the Khur, the Kashmir, that has Kavana then. Like if it did it already three times, the animal was crashing himself against the wall, and three times it killed the man, so we should say now he has Kavana to kill the man. But it says, no. Bishleim Hossam over there, the case there was not a Mu'ah to kill. Techazi Yeruka Venofel. He saw a vegetable. He was going after the vegetable and it fell. Abel Hocha, Michael Maimel, what can you say over here? Like what enjoyment is he doing it? Lechur is only doing it to kill the man. Tamar says, no, Hokanam here also I could answer you. We're talking about the Shor is scratching himself for his own pleasure. So therefore he has no intentions to kill the man. He only has intentions to scratch himself for his own pleasure. For the Gemara, Minoy Yadin, and how do we know that he's only doing it for his own pleasure? The boss of the Nofo comes Chachik Bay. Because even after the wolf comes tumbling down, still the animal goes there to scratch himself. So we see his whole kavanah is for this enjoyment to scratch him.